It's a Slesenan honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, this week's Parsha is so jam-packed, so many things to talk about, but we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple questions, and then, God willing, we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chavav, Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom Bracho Klolo. See, I present before you today a blessing and a curse. Es HaBracha Asher Tishmu El Mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Hayom. The Bracha that you should listen to. Ve'aklolo Im Lo Tishmu'u. And the curse if you don't listen. Ask all the Mefarshim, Rav Nechemya Kornitzer, the last chief rabbi of Krakow, why is it going from Lashon of singular, Re'ei, going to Lashon Rabim, Lifneichem, in plural? What's it all about? Furthermore, Hayom, what is this today? And why does it say with a bracha, it's asher, that which you listen to, and a klala is if you do the klala? Why is the klala if you do it im, and why is the bracha is asher tishmu, that which you do? Question one. Then the Torah goes on, and it tells us in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'haya ha-makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokechem bo l'shachin shemo sham. And it will be in the place where Hashem rests His name. Ask the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. I don't get it. How come in the Torah it doesn't mention anything of where the place is? It's hidden. Why is the Torah doing it? Why is the Torah not telling us where is this place? We know in Perek Yud, in Yeshua, we know that we finally understand that there's an idea of Yushalayim. But why is the Torah making it hidden? Furthermore, the Torah goes on, talking about karbanos, giving a carbon to Hashem, which we've spoken so much about in Vayikra, and then it says in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaches, Shamor v'shamata et kol hadvarim ha'ile asher anochi mitzavcha. Shamor, it's very strange, it's telling us safeguard v'shamata, and listen to it, sounds like Nase v'nishma. What is one referring to the other? Says Rashi, what does it mean? Shamor zu mishnah shata sarich lishamra bibinacha, that you have to get it in your stomach. Shalo tishkach, says Or Chaim, I don't get it. Is this the idea of nasib nishma? We have it mafurish again in the Torah. Shamor v'shamata. What is shamor v'shamata? What is it referring to? What is the shamor referring to? And what is the shamata? Question 3b, really 4. We know that the Torah tells us in Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Aleph, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, we are the children of Hashem. Lo tisgodidu velo tasimu karcha beneinechem lamis. That a person cannot cut himself. What is the connection between that we are children to Hashem, and therefore you cannot cut yourself with a mace? Furthermore, the pasuk says, "Ki am kadosh ato l'Hashem Elokecha," because you are a holy nation. Says Rashi, what does it mean? "Ki am kadosh ato," kadosh atzmecha me'avosecha. There's kedusha from your fathers. The ode ubechar bechar Hashem. Answer Salvechik, what is this? There's two kedushas. Is there one kedusha? Why is Rashi telling us that there's kedushas atzmecha me'avosecha, and furthermore, Hashem has chosen you? And lastly, we know that we have the Parsha of the Mo'adim. Again, this is the third time in the Torah that we have the idea of the Mo'adim. And it talks about all the different yontifs. And it says right at the end, it talks about Sukkos. And it's very interesting. It says, Chag HaSukkos Tase Lecha, that a person should make Sukkos onto himself, Shivas Yamin, Be'atzbecha Migarnecha Mikabecha, from his threshing floor and from his wine pit, v'samachta b'chagecha, and then it says in the next two psukim, shivat yomim tachog l'Hashem halokecha, that you should have 7 days, and it says it's a chag for Hashem. So which one is it? Is it for us? Is it Tase Lecha? Or is it the idea of for Hashem Elokecha? So again, we have a lot of questions. Let's just review, and then hopefully we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we could bring into our lives. Again, the first question was Re'eh, the famous question. Why? What is this Re'eh? What are we seeing? What are we looking at? Re'eh. And how come it says that it says in singular, Anochi, and then it goes Lifneichem, it goes to plural. Why going from singular to plural? Furthermore, how come the Torah is so vague when it says Vaya HaMakom? That's the Rambam or Nebuchadnezzar, Rabbeinu Bachai brings it down. Why is the Torah so vague? Shamor v'shamata is this idea of Nasim and Ishma. What's the Shamor representing? What's the Shamata representing? And Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, what does that have to do with cutting oneself lotis go to do? So Rav Nechemya Kornitzer has a beautiful idea, and we're going to try to take this idea and we're going to try to answer up all these questions. Again, we're going to try to put it all together and understand it and make it real. Rav Nechemya Kornitzer and Rav Zalman Suraskin also says the same thing, and so I also saw Rav Asher Weiss says it in his Sefer. The Gemara tells us in Kedushin and Daf Mem that a person needs to look at the world as half zechuyos, half merits, and half not merits, lo zechuyos. That the world is 50-50. And through my doing the mitzvah, if I do that one extra mitzvah, I go and I push the scales over. When a person accomplishes and a person has the ability to affect the whole world, Re'eh, look and see that you have the ability to change the whole world. But it starts with you. It starts with you focusing on yourself, filling yourself up, and realizing your potential, realizing what you could do. Says Rav Zalman Suraskin, when a person fills himself up and he works hard, then he overflows, and then he could go and affect the world. If a person works, then he could affect someone else. Another idea is that when a person sees someone working hard, he gets affected. He gets inspired by someone else. Our actions affect others. Sometimes the littlest things, we don't even know what we're doing. And through these little things, greatness comes out. You know, it says in Pirkei Avos that there's an idea that a person should always savor panim yafos, just smiling, being nice to someone, saying hello, could change worlds. They tell a story with Rav Shimshon Pinkus that he was once invited to a wedding, and he didn't even know who the person was, and he knew the name, and he went to the wedding. And when he went to the wedding, the chassan danced with the father and the father-in-law, and there were a lot of big rabbonim there, and then he grabbed in Rav Shimshon Pinkus. And Rav Shimshon Pinkus, you know, he was a chashev of a rab, but there were gedolim at the wedding. And afterwards, Rav Pinkus like didn't understand. Usually, you know, the third one to dance on is, you know, the gadol ador. And there were gedolim at this wedding. It was someone from Panovich. And Rav Pinkus came over after, and he didn't understand. And the bacher said, "You don't even know. You saved my life. You saved my father's life." My father was going through a very hard time, and he was in yeshiva, and he wasn't sure, should I give up, should I not? And you went over to him, you were very involved in the sugya, and you said, "I have such a big kasha, and I don't know the teretz. Do you know the teretz?" And he said, "My father, after that, he felt so chashu that Shimshon Pinkus came over to him." Imagine what words could do. The more we affect ourselves, and the more we could affect others. The Ksav Sofer says beautiful. The Ksav Sofer was Rav Avram Sofer. He lived in 1815 to 1871. His father was the Ksav Sofer. His grandfather was Akiva Eger. And in last week's parsha, it says, "V'lamadetem osam et b'neichem l'daber bom b'shittecho v'v'esecho v'letecho b'aderech." Ask the Ksav Sofer, how come the pasuk it's going again, like we're saying with Re'eh, it's going from plural, "V'lamadetem osam," you're going to teach your children, and then it says, "B'shittecho v'v'esecho v'letecho b'aderech," that you're going by yourself. What is that all about? Says the Ksav Sofer, this idea. And when you teach your children, you know what the goal is? The goal of teaching your children is that they go out and they want to be their own. But how can they be on their own? Because they have to be affected by you in a positive way. And then you inspire them, you light them. You light them up for Torah, you light them up for mitzvos. We spoke about in Parshas Bahaloscha that Rav Moshe Feinstein said that it says Bahaloscha es haneiros. And Rashi gave two explanations. One explanation of Bahaloscha es haneiros was that a person goes and he stands on a ladder and he looks over. But it was only 18 tefachim. Why do you have to look over? And then another explanation is that the light goes up by itself, me'alea. And Mizrahi says that they're both working within each other. Ask Rav Moshe, how do they both work with each other? There are two different explanations. Says Rav Moshe, this idea is that when a person works on himself, Re'eh, Anoichi, a person says, look and see, and he works, then it will affect, he builds himself up, it will affect the other. When a person builds himself, then afterwards, the light will go out. So how do we do this? How do we do this? How do we light ourselves up? So it comes along the Or Chaim. Or Chaim ben Attar, 1696 to 1743, one of the greats, Or Chaim HaKadosh. And he says something amazing. He says that when we have in the Torah, it says, Shamor v'shamata. So Rashi says it means to study. And again, to study hard. Says Or Chaim a little different. He says, you know what Shamor v'shamata means? Shamor means that you guard. You guard all the mitzvos. You do the Torah shebichsav. Vishamata. You take upon yourself that you're going to learn Torah shebal peh. Naseh v'nishma. I'm going to take upon myself that I'm going to learn the mitzvos and do the mitzvos. But even more than that, I'm going to do Torah shebal peh. As we know that if we want to get closer to Hashem, and we want to learn His Torah and understand Him, you've got to just go deeper. You gotta just look at things not on a superficial way. You know, if we didn't have Torah Shebaal Peh, if we didn't have a great oral tradition, we would be nothing. We wouldn't understand the Torah. The Torah would be not understandable. And Torah Shebaal Peh explains every detail. Every detail. The great rabbis looked into the Torah. And they were able, because they were so close to Hashem, and they were closer in the Mesorah, and they were able to look. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, again, in our mitzvah, there's so many mitzvahs in this week's parsha, so many. There's the mitzvah of Baal Toysif, that you're not allowed to add mitzvahs, Baal Tigra, you're not allowed to detract mitzvahs. Rashi says, you know what adding mitzvahs means? You take the four parshas of the Tefillin and you put in another one. You take Dalad Minim, and you add another one. The Rambam says no. You know what it's talking about? That you add a whole new mitzvah. The Rambam says, you know what Baal Tosif means? Baal Tosif means is that you have the power of the rabbis, but the rabbis think that they could just add whatever they want. No, the rabbis are not adding. The rabbis, says the Rambam, the rabbis are explaining. They're taking the details and building on it and giving us clarity and explaining what it's all about. The Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes in Shar Dalid that every word of Torah that we learn, every second that we delve ourselves into Torah, the worlds that we're creating in Shemaim, and we might not see those physical worlds, but we're creating worlds every second of Torah. They tell a story in the Gemara in Brachos of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Roman emperor, came to him and said, Rabbi Akiva, how come you're teaching and learning Torah? You're going to get killed. So Rabbi Akiva turned, the famous story, and Rabbi Akiva turned to him and he said, let me ask you a question. If you have a fish, and the fish is in the water, but what do you mean? If he comes out of the water, he won't get caught. because the fishermen are coming in trying to trap them. So shouldn't he come out and he'll be okay? So obviously the Roman emperor said, what are you talking about? If he comes out, then the fish eventually, he might be safe for that moment, but he'll die. So he said to him, Kiva, exactly. Although Torah is Kihem Chayenu, although I might die, and we know Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara tells in the Brachos, the story of Rabbi Kiva, and he was mamish, b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshcho, mamish. But he said, Torah is my life. If I come out of the water, I'm not going to be able to live. Without Torah, I'm nothing. And we know a fish comes and he eats the water. Even when it's raining, he jumps up and he grabs that water and he eats it. Grabs that water and he eats it. Because Torah is Kihem Chayenu. So we all want to build ourselves more. We all want to be greater. Last week in Parshas Ekev, we spoke about doing the little, not focusing on the future, focusing on now, on the present. Got my email from my uncle. Got to focus on the present. Don't be so nervous about the future. You do what you can. And that's what this week's Parsha is telling us. Re'ei Anochi Nosein Lifneichem Hayom. Re'ei, look and see. You have the ability to make choice. You have the ability of Bechira Chafshis. You have the ability to make choice. It says Hashem, I could have made it harder for you. I could have made it 50-50. I could have made it either bad or good. Hashem says, no, but I gave you a beautiful neshama. Not just a goof, not just a physical body. I gave you a neshama that wants to connect to me, that wants more than just the physicality. You know, we learn about even a Navi Sheker. So many things in this parsha. You have to go through it. So many mitzvos. And a Navi Sheker, we know, as the Rambam writes, Hilchos Yesodei Torah, that again, there's different qualifications of how you become a Navi Sheker. They have some type of nevuah, but Rashi brings down that you're a Navi Sheker, b'shamayim and aretz. So what do you mean? You'll say, how does that apply to me? Shamayim and aretz, Navi Sheker. Navi Sheker is a false prophet. We don't have prophecy nowadays. No, shamayim and aretz. So the Baal Musar explained is that we also have Yetzirah in shamayim. And aretz, there's physicality that tried to take us away. The Yitzhara tries to take us away. Aretz and Shamayim, you have all the different isms, all the different things that try to take us away. Shamayim, that's a Navi Sheker. We're fighting against a Navi Sheker all the time. Because it's about how we have to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. How Hashem loves us because He's given us this Neshama. And yeah, sometimes it's a struggle. Sometimes it's a fight. Because bad wants to come at us. But that's what the Torah is telling us. Re'ei, that im lo tishmo, if really inherently you're good, you're doing the Torah and the mitzvot, you're doing it amazing, but if you decide, because I gave you Bechira Chafshis, you're not a robot. A robot doesn't have choice. I gave you a choice to choose good or bad. I hope you choose good, because I love you, I care about you. Says, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. I am your father. And then it says, Lo Tiskodidu. So what's the connection? So it comes along the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon says something amazing. He says that the king sent the prince. He sent the prince into the city, and he had a job for his son, who was the prince, and he wanted to get him involved, and he became friends with everyone. And after a certain amount of time, he decided the prince had to come back to him. And when the prince left, everyone was so upset. He wanted the prince to stay. And everyone was going crazy. Where the prince left us, says the Vilna Gaon, that we're in this world to build our neshama. We have a goof, a physicality. But the whole point of physicality is to get to the, use our physicality to get to the neshama. So don't think, lo tiskodidu, bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, that you're my children, and I love you. And after I take you, after 120 years, maybe even a little earlier, all the halavai, we should live to 120. But don't scratch your bodies, because it's not all about your bodies. The other nations of the world think it's only about their bodies, and therefore they scratch their heads, and they think it's all about them, their physicality.
But we say, no, we have an neshama. We have an neshama elokai mimal. We have an neshama that connects to the Ribbono neshama. And since he connects, it's not only about your guf, it's about, and the Gemara says in Yevamos, that not only does it mean lo tiskodidu, you can't make groups. It says, Bonim atem l'Hashem elokechem. Lo tiskodidu means not only that you can't form groups, you can't be separate. Why? Because you're all my children. All of us. We're all the children of the Ribbono Shel Olam serving him. And although there's different groups, we need Achdus. That's what we're learning on Tisha B'Av. We need Achdus. Within all of Klal Yisrael, every single sect has a different thing that Hashem wants. But it's about one goal. The goal is to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's exactly in the first pasuk, in the first section. Because it says, V'akol im lo tishmu el mitzvos Hashem elokeichem v'sartem min ha-derech. What is the way that you're going? A person needs to take a step back and say, Hashem gave me b'fira chavshus. He gave me the ability to serve him. Am I doing it the right way? Am I filling myself up, like we spoke about before, am I filling myself up that I'll be overflowing and will affect others around me, affect my children, affect my spouse in a positive way? Am I doing that? Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Says Rav Soloveitchik, beautiful. Why did Rashi say two aspects? Why are there two aspects? One aspect of Zchus Avos. And then it says, but I chose you. What's that about? Like we're saying now. Says Rav Soloveitchik, that I gave you Zchus Avos. I gave you the merit of your forefathers, that the things that they went through. They had different nisyonos. Avram, as we know in Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, that it says, Asar Nisyonos Avram Avinu. How did he become a father? Because he went through Nisyonos. And we know that we have Zchus Avos. Our Avos, tremendous what they did for us. We have Zchus Avos. But Hashem says, I know you have Zchus Avos. But I want you. So although I gave you Zchus Avos, and you're going to get credit for your Zchus Avos, for the merits of your forefathers, I want you have that personal relationship. I want you to choose. I want you to do Bechira Chavshus. And we've spoken about Rav Dessler and Nekudas HaBechira. But Rav Dessler writes, so beautiful, that the whole point of life is to move up that bar, that we do certain things, and then we become accustomed to them, and then become part of us, and then to move up that bar. Last week we spoke about brachas a little, and then we see it's difficult to have kavana, even 1% a day, 1 out of 100. 1% is very difficult. But I want you to move your bar up a little. Make brachas a little more kavana. Raise your bechira chafshis. And then you'll build yourself. You'll have your zchus avos, but it's an added element of you making that choice. You have the ability to do it. Re'ei is about seeing. Comes this idea of Re'ei, the idea of seeing. We'll talk about more in a second. But the Rambam quoted in Mor Nevuchim, quoted by Rabbeinu Bechai, says, why is it? That second question, why does it say, it just doesn't say exactly what it was. So the Rambam says amazing answers. He says that if the Goyim know, again, we found out after, because we see history that's going on, everyone's fighting about Yerushalayim still. Every nation wants it. But if the Torah wrote exactly where it was, it would even happen from before. And they would even, says the Rambam, they would try to massacre us. And the Rambam takes another step in Mor Nevuchim, and he says that even the Shvatim that were given the Chelek, even that they would fight about. They didn't know exactly the Chelek that they were getting. It happened in Sefer Yehoshua. They divided out. And another answer is, because when you have a present and you don't know it, it's wrapped. So this is the uniqueness that Hashem says, you're my chosen nation. You, I love you. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. I've given you Bechira. I've given you the ability to do, make choices. Hopefully you're going to make good choices. But I want you to know that you are my chosen nation. And I've given you the land, Eretz Yisrael. The beautiful land. We know the Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Hey, at so many things where nikne b'yisurin, and one of them is Torah, because we know Torah, as we were talking about before, that Or Chaim, the Torah Shebaal Peh, especially, is so difficult to understand it, to go deep. And I've given you Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is nikne b'yisurin, there's hardships. But the more a person perseveres, and the more a person, like we were saying, that Avraham Avinu became Avinu, because through his struggling, through his pushing, that's how he made greatness. So this idea of Re'eh, and we know that we have the Shol Shvi'i Golem. And the Shol Shvi'i Golem, the Bali Musar explained, the Chasam Sofer says this idea beautifully, that it could be a progression, according to this idea before. The Shol Shvi'i Golem could be a progression. It could be that Pesach is where we start as a nation, we leave Mitzrayim. We're in the Erusin stage, the Kedushin. And then you go to a Shavuos, and you're building the Nisuin, you have a marriage, you get the Torah, Torah Shebachsav, and Torah Shebaal Peh. And then you have the Sukkos. Why twice is it talking about Sukkos? Lecha. Because I'm giving you this abundance, this Sukkos. I'm giving you this bias, 7 days, you're building a home with me. Lecha. And that's when, as the Pasuk says, I've given you all the grain, and that's the time of Sukkos. And then it says another next to Pesukim that I gave you seven days of Sukkos again. L'Hashem Elokecha. Even if things are not so great, realize that it's from me. But it's this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a relationship with Him that I want to build a bias. We know the Sukkah is Anoni HaKovid. Rashi says in Sukkah and Daf Beis and Beis. I'm in Beis. All He keeps on saying on Machlokas in the Gemara is Sukkah Anoni HaKovod. Is it a Sukkah Mamish? I'm giving you this bias because I want the relationship with you. I want to be one with you. So let's just... There's a lot of ideas, but this is the Yisod. That Re'eh, Hashem says, you have to view yourself as the one that can make a difference in this world. You could pull over the world. You can infect others. I'm giving you so many brachas. Choose it. B'chira chafshis. Choose it. Make it part of your life. I've given you Eretz Yisrael. I don't tell you exactly what it is, but it's a beautiful present where you unwrap it, and now how special it is. And I've given you, as according to the Or Chaim, Shamor v'Shamata, I've given you Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. I want you to shteig. I want you to grow. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem lo tiskodu. Realize that I've given you a neshama that has to fill itself up with Torah, fill itself up with chesed, and realize that you have zchus avos, as the Soloveitchik says, but you have bechira, and bechira, you could choose to do great things. And Sukkos represents this idea, and I build a bias. I build a bias, lecha, when things are great, and even Hashem Elokecha, it's for the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us grow together, let us realize how fortunate we are to be part of this awesome nation, let us realize how lucky we are to grow with the Ribbono Shel, to build our neshama. And Bezus Hashem, we should just continue more and more and grow with Hashem and build our Torah, build our Chesed, and keep on getting closer and closer to Him. Have an amazing Shabbos.